Dude, well, that's next.
Dude, that would be sick.
This is this time, man.
Yeah. You know, again, to me, this time is like, it's just one of them tracks that it's a straight ahead rock and roll track. I mean, it's not heavy, it's not loud, it's just, it's a moment.
Go ahead.
No, I say when we were in the studio with Glenn, he had such a different process of, recording, and we wouldn't show up to the studio till around 2. We'd go through stuff. We were just overdubbing a lot of stuff, and we would sit down every night. We made it a practice every night to sit down for 1 hour to 2 hours, and we'd have a beautiful dinner. We'd sit together on a big, long table,
drink some wine.
No less than eight people. Shiraz. And we'd have a beautiful dinner. You know, he'd open up, Italian wine was his favorite, and we'd always have a moment. I mean, John, you were there every night,
Yeah.
And,
Why would you miss that?
Our managers would come in, and whenever they got a moment, and we'd bring friends in. And there was one night that Glenn said, he wanted to get away from the record for a second and just jam with these guys. You know, he's a musician. He would sit on his keyboards, and it was just a jam session. This song was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Just jamming, and
that's the difference. That's the difference between working with Glenn and other producers. Usually, when you're done with bass and guitars and drums, everything's packed up and that's it.
We were
already done with all these songs, and he's like, "I don't want you guys to pack up your stuff. I want it to be always live. The mics were always ready to record, do our thing." And like Sonny said, he's like, "We're musicians, man. Like, we shouldn't be shutting that down just because the music's done. At the end of the night, we should like cultivate, playing music." And so he would force us to go in the studio. "Okay, guys, it's time to jam. The drum room was downstairs below everybody else, so I was there by myself looking at a little TV screen, at Trey and everybody in the control room, and we just started jamming. We didn't have this riff, we didn't have nothing. It was just something that, came from playing around, and then all of a sudden, a riff came out and a verse part, and that was that. It was simple as that. And we took it home. We actually would go home on the weekends from LA back to San Diego. And I remember barbecuing at my house with Sonny, and we were listening to the music. We were like, "That's a good song, man. It's different. It's different for us, but it's got a feeling. It's got a vibe on it." And that's when we started growing it, man. Put some water on it and grew some lyrics.
Yeah. It's like one of those songs, like, you necessarily don't really enjoy playing it live, because we're so used to. We're so used to being, just raw and aggressive. And this is one of them. It's a good album track. And then lyrically, again, the chorus is like, "When are you gonna stop and just stop wherever you're at in your point in time and life, and just wait around for love."
Well, this seems like a song also where you really just poured all of yourself into it. And I think, for me, after all these years, I mean, I hope every record you come off that way, because I think this song a lot of people have responded to already, because. Right. It's you being raw and emotional.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been making music since we were kids. We're not 17, 18 anymore. We've all grown together, just in the industry and in music and the business, touring, and we're just trying to grow with ourselves. We're trying to grow musically. Hey, I would always love to do punk rock music and hardcore music, but as we get older,
that's track 12.
We just want to make that change, man, Yeah, and in your record, you'll see. You'll go from a song like This Time to, Say Hello. It's just like, there's all our different roots and our different vibes in this record, and that's what makes it a great record.
For sure.
And here comes more of that interlude attached to the song.
There's a backwards beat coming at you again.
Again, Wolf just couldn't get enough.
I couldn't do it again. Got to, dude.
And we also talked about, you guys are now touring as a six-piece, and I think moments like this, live, are things I'm personally going to be looking forward to.
No!
Come on now. like last night, the hometown show in San Diego before Roots and Stereo, you guys had this amazing intro with lots of flavor and,
Yeah, man.
We've always liked it. One drop it, yeah.
Funky.